Have you ever sat down to make a change to a file or maybe implement a feature and only to find yourself staring at the pixels on your screen for 20, 30, 40 minutes, what feels like an eternity for most productive developers? I've been there too. And what you usually find out, or sometimes find out, is that what this class file does and why it's so complex is because every single for loop is optimized for performance. Every array index is optimized. There's cache objects. There's multiple different things going on in the file. And after your in-depth analysis, you end up finding out that 80% of what this class does is not needed anymore, and possibly was never needed at all. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about YAGNI, also known as You Aren't Gonna Need It. This episode of Fragmented is brought to you by Caster.io. Skyrocket your Android career with bite-sized Android development training. With Caster.io, you can learn how to master tools, libraries, and frameworks like Retrofit 2, Dagger 2, Espresso, RoboElectric, Gradle, and a whole bunch more. You can even learn how to implement the Model View Presenter pattern or build new features using test-driven development. We also happen to be Android Google Development Experts, also known as Android GDEs. With Caster, the lessons are short and to the point so you can ship your code faster. Go to caster.io and sign up with the coupon code FRAGMENTED to receive 15% off your monthly subscription. Level up your skills with caster.io. This is Fragmented, an Android developer podcast where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. I'm Don Felker, and today we're going to talk about something that's not too particular or specific to Android. It's actually quite general, and when applied in and can be applied across all programming paradigms, languages, frameworks, technologies, and even general life. And that's YAGNI. YAGNI is an abbreviation spelled Y-A-G-N-I. It's an abbreviation for You Aren't Going to Need It. This was originally brought up in the extreme programming days around the mid-2000s. And the specific definition that comes from the YAGNI wiki article says, always implement things when you actually need them, never when you just foresee that you need them. So what does that mean? Well, the way that I like to see it is exactly how the acronym says it. You aren't going to need it. Don't build stuff that you don't need until you actually need it. And so even if you're totally, totally, extremely sure that you're going to need that feature or that function later on, don't implement it now. Because usually you will find out throughout time is an experience is you probably don't need that method after all or that feature after all. And furthermore, and what you thought that feature should be right now is actually probably quite different from what you actually are going to have to implement later. This doesn't mean you shouldn't be avoiding building various flexibility into your code. Not at all. It just means that you shouldn't over-engineer something based purely upon the simple fact that you think you might need it later on. In essence, this follows the paradigm of the KISS theorem, which is keep it simple, stupid. Think about it. We just want to do what we need to do right now and nothing else because we're not really sure what we're going to need later on. I like to relate this to a story that I experienced early in 2008. In 2008, I worked as a consultant at MarketWatch.com. Now, a lot of you have probably visited that site unknowingly or read some news articles about the various markets around the world. But in 2008, I was with a team of developers. And we were rebuilding the MarketWatch.com site. We had over 30 developers on the project, put into multiple different agile teams. And to this day, it was the best agile team that I was a part of. I personally was on the architecture team. I had a couple of guys that worked with me, Kevin Dotzenrod. I had Lou Desjardins, who now works at Microsoft. And then another individual, Tim Schmidt. Our job was to make sure that what we architected for the entire system worked. And one day in 2008, I had the very real slap in the face experience with YAGNI. I was sitting down and I was writing an admin interface. And one of the other architects, Lou, was sitting with me. We were pair programming. And I started to write some code that optimized a function in one particular way. I don't remember what it was, but it was just kind of one of those things where this is how you do it because this is the best practice in the industry. And I think it had to do with something like with making sure I wasn't hitting the database again because that would be too slow. Lou said, well, why are you doing that? And I said, well, because I don't want to hit the database twice. He says, well, what's the problem with that? And I said, well, it's going to be slow. That's bad. He said, well, do you know that? And I said, well, that's kind of common knowledge in the industry. Like, we don't want to keep hitting the DB. And he said, well, I'm going to call Yagni. I said, Yagni, what are you talking about? He goes, Yagni, you aren't going to need that right now. You aren't going to need it at all. I said, well, how do you know? He said, well, you shouldn't implement anything that you don't know that you're going to need. So how do you know that you're going to need that? How do you know that that's a slow part of your site and will be a slow part of your site that's going to be a problem later on? I looked at him and I said, I really don't. I have no idea. He said, exactly. So let's just go ahead and keep this simple and take out those 10 lines of code and just let it hit the database each time. It's not really that big of a deal. I said, well, how are we going to make sure this works? He said, well, we'll show you in a little while. Finally, we are wrapping up the project about a month or so later, and I had done a bunch of code. I'd executed really quickly. I had stopped doing a lot of these best practices that I thought that I should have been doing the entire time that were actually slowing me down. I still built code that was flexible, still followed a lot of the solid principles, anything like that, used dependency injection, all these things that were very useful. But all these little tiny micro optimizations that I was sure were going to make the world of difference, I didn't implement anymore. I just wrote code that was very easy to read, very procedural, and trusted that the team at MarketWatch was going to help show me where my code was bad. And so the time came for us to test this out. And at this time, and like I said at the beginning of this episode, this was not an Android project. It was not a Java project. I was working with .NET at the time. What we ended up doing was firing up the site up on one of the production servers that we were going to use. We fired up some load testing tools, and we threw a tremendous amount of load at the site, following various paths throughout the site and various paths of the site that I created. What we ended up doing was attaching a profiler to the site, so to watch it in real time to find basic trace patterns to see where the slow parts of the site were. Long story short, we did this a couple of times. And what we ended up finding out using the tracing tool is that the parts of the site that I thought were going to be slow were definitely never part of the problem. The parts of the site that ended up being slow were places that we accidentally kind of forgot about, like, oops, we forgot to add an index on a particular column in this database. We add the indexes, we retest again. And we did that for a couple of days and eventually got it to the point, the site executing to a point where we were issuing the number of requests per second that we wanted to. And again, this is a web project, so a little bit different, but this is about Yagni. This is about the fact that what I thought I needed, I didn't. And thankfully, to my surprise, only one item that I had done at the time ended up being an issue. And that's when Kevin and Lou at MarketWatch said to me, sometimes we have no idea where the problems in our code is. We really don't know where the issues are at. So let's use some tools to help identify where those issues are at, and then we can fix it. Because right now, this one section of the site, that needs to be fixed. So now we need to go optimize it. So now we need it. So it no longer applies to Yagni. Well, in a sense, it does, because now I do need it. So I need to go implement that fix. And so this goes across all different boundaries of different technologies. This goes for different screens you may need to implement, or if you're inside of a particular screen and you feel like, hey, I need to just go ahead and implement this now. You need to think to yourself, there's two main reasons that people should practice Yagni. It's because you're going to save time and you're going to avoid writing code that you really don't need. Furthermore, the second reason is your code is going to be better because you avoid polluting it with various guesses and assumptions that turn out to be more or less wrong because they were kind of just stuck in there. I don't know about you, but I love deleting code. However, deleting code actually takes me a lot longer than actually writing the code. Well, why is that? Mainly because I want to make sure I don't break anything. And hopefully there are tests there, but let's be realistic. Not every single application has a test suite. So if you have a test suite, you could pull that code out and see what happens. That's good. But sometimes you need to make sure that what you're taking out isn't breaking a bunch of other stuff. One of the arguments that pops up sometimes with Yagni is that developers feel that they will save time by writing the code now versus writing the code later. But unless we live in different universes which share different aspects of space-time, or time in general, you can't save time by doing the work now unless it will take more time to do it later than it will do now. Because so what you're saying basically is that we'll be able to do less work overall at the cost of doing more work right now. Now, there are instances that this is true. Sometimes you're in the middle of something, you realize, wow, well, the next feature is to do X, Y, and Z. We are going to need that. So we're already in here. We can go ahead and implement that now. Now, you do need to be careful because you need to make sure that you are not polluting your code with things that you may or may not need. You may be working on one feature that has very little to do with the next feature and may get the actual implementation wrong. Your projects are no different than mine. Sure, we may work in different industries. We have different teams. But I guarantee one thing is the same. You already have too much work to do. Why should you put more on your plate right now? Think about that. So I challenge you as developers to really think about what you're doing in the moment. Ask yourself if what you're doing now is essential to getting your task done. So when you're in that class file the next time, you're making a change and you feel that wild burning desire to go ahead and implement this because you know you're going to need it later. Remember Yagni and ask yourself the question, do I really need this right now? And if the question is no, then don't implement it. Before we get going, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Caster.io. Skyrocket your Android career with bite-sized Android development training. Go to Caster.io and sign up with the coupon code FRAGMENTED to receive 15% off any of the monthly subscriptions. Level up your skills with Caster.io. Well, that wraps it up for this episode. You can find the show notes for this episode at fragmentedpodcast.com. You can reach us at our shared Twitter handle at FragmentedCast. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can reach me on Twitter at Don Felker or on my website at donfelker.com. And that's with two N's. To reach the illustrious Kaushik Gopal, you can reach him on Twitter at Kaushik Gopal or his website, kausch.co. Until next time, folks. See you soon.